definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Medical department, let's see. Consuming a lot of morphine, we can make savings there. Probably cut down on anaesthetic too.
Right, tech department next. Surely we don't need this many robots.
Good morning! Special delivery for Miss E.L. Hall.
Jim, haven't you ever heard of knocking before entering someone's quarters?
Ha-ha!
No. You earthlings and your wacky customs.
What are you listening to?
It's the Earth Global Anthem. Listen, this is the good bit. So powerful.
Okay. Anyway, here's your package. It came from Earth.
From Earth? Oh, my God. It's probably details about my journey home. Quick, give it here.
Not quite. It came with you back in 2071. We just found it in the cargo room.
My things, my tablet. Oh, it's the last photo I took before I left Earth.
Oh, what a nice smile you have. Haven't seen too much of that here. Who's that with you?
My dad. He worked at Happiness Inc. too. He inspired me to join the company. That's my sister. She's a pain in the arse, or I guess she was, anyway. And that's Adam. We were... well, it doesn't matter. Strange. It feels like this was only a couple of weeks ago.
Wow! What are these? Wheel shoes!
Wheel shoes. What a silly name. They're called rollerblades, and I was brilliant on and off-road. I tried to get Adam to do it, but he...
So much cool old Earth stuff in here. What's this?
That's a smoothie maker.
Amazing. And what's this?
That's eyeliner.
Amazing. Whoa. What is this thing?
Give me that. You know, I think that's enough of going through my stuff for now. I really need to be getting on with things, so if you don't mind... What the hell? My computer's not working. It says I'm locked out for 72 hours. What's going on?
That's the other thing. It's UMYIP, the Martian Youth Intern Programme. The most funnest 3 days on Mars. No one's allowed to do any work while it's on, which I guess will give you loads of time to dwell on your old life on Earth. Great, huh? 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 I mean, everyone on Mars looks forward to UMYIP. It's when the seniors in school graduate and take up their internships with the departments where they'll work until they die.
Or retire.
Retire? Can't say I've heard of that one.
So, it's a graduation ceremony. Why does it need to last 3 days?
Hey!
Happy Myip, guys.
Happy Myip, Brian. How's the leg?
Doctor says it'll never truly heal.
But who cares? It's Myip. Wahoo!
The internship ritual is very complex, Hob. First, the departments set out stalls and students apply. Then, the departments do final presentations. And in between, we have lots of drinking and a bit of eating.
Sounds like a big waste of time and resources. I'll have a chat with Martin about this. Maybe introduce a standardised testing system. Scrap Myip.
Whoa, Hob! That would be like scrapping the oxygen recycler or Cognac Thursday.
Yes, Cognac Thursday is another thing that needs to be addressed.
I can't help but feel that you're not 100% on board with them, Yip. But I think I've got something that's going to change your mind.
Bathtub full of gin?
Even better. A play by 10-year-olds.
Ugh.
Attention, employees. Yip. All non-Myip work is now banned under punishment of being given the silent treatment for a month. FYI, I don't have a date for presentation day, so holler at your girl with propositions, proposals, and presents! Peace!
So what's the play about, then?
Traditionally, it dramatises some big event that's occurred recently. Last year, it was about a crate of pork scratchings we found in storage. And the year before that, it was about a fire that killed 38 Martians. I think you'll quite like this year's topic. Oh, it's starting.
Welcome to the 312th Mars Corps School Myip Annual Play. This year's story is about the rival of Earthling E.L. Hob.
Oh, well, this is sweet.
Shut up. E.L. Hob is a pretty lady with brown hair. She is a station supervisor and she was supposed to start work hundreds of years ago, but someone forgot to wake her up.
Oh no, I'm E.L. Hob and I'm late for work. Well, my friend.
I'm not sure I like the tone of this show.
There's a water shortage on the base. I know, let's all eat salted nuts. Nom nom nom.
Wait, foolish Hob. I'm the base manager and I say we need to fix the water recycling system to save all the Martians.
Hooray!
Martians? Who cares about them? I miss Earth.
That's not what happened.
Oh, well, the kids write the script for these things. It's just their impression of you.
Look, there's a big scary monster. Use your lasers and bombs to kill it, like Martin cleverly suggested.
Ah, my eyes!
Pretty amazing laser show, eh?
Using too many resources. How much longer does this last?
Oh, about 3 hours.
Change your mind about Myip yet?
Are you joking? I've just sat through a 3-hour character assassination.
Oh, it's just a kid's play. No one takes it seriously. Perhaps you'll enjoy the adults and Myip reception more?
What happens there? Will they be burning effigies of me?
No. Just a few drinks and nibbles. Here's the place.
Hob, you're here. Happy Myip. Come on, there's a piñata over there. It's filled with the best pills from the med department. They made it in the shape of your head.
That's it. I'm going to see resources.
Level minus 5. Resources.
Who dares enter the vault?
Station Supervisor E.L. Hob.
You have no appointment, the one called Hob.
I want to speak with you about Mjip. I think it's out of control.
Very well. Proceed down the hall. Enter the 8th door. Do not look back.
Hello? Hello?
Well, if it isn't the new station supervisor. We meet at last.
Please take a seat. Put your feet up.
Oh, right.
This is Clay and Baines, our chief compliance officers, and I am the director of the resources department, Alberic P. Copperbottom. And what should I call you?
Hob is fine.
Hob. Splendid.
Tea? Coffee? Oh, bugger it, here's both. There's a plate of biscuits. Please help yourself.
Yes, please do. Please do. The shareholders know these hips don't need them.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
So you hate Mjip too?
Well, hate is a strong word, but it's something the base just can't afford right now.
And I bet you had to sit through that children's bloody awful play too. Poor thing.
So, do you have something to propose?
Well, I'm thinking we taper Mjip over the next few years, make it a one-day event and put a cap on resources allocated for it.
Absolutely, we're with you 100% on that. You know, we all have access to where the items are stored for the final presentation. We could flood the room, maybe.
No, we'll just suffer the next few days, then make a real dent in it next year.
Agreed. Well, this has been the most productive meeting with base management since, well, ever. You are so much more agreeable than Mr. Man, and if I can be so bold, much wiser.
I know what you mean. I'm like, finally, someone with some sense on this base. Well, it's been great meeting you. I look forward to working with you going forward.
Bye, Hob.
Lovely to meet you.
Don't be a stranger.
You survived!
Don't be so dramatic. Of course I survived. In fact, I had a very productive meeting. Well, if we can't do any work, I guess we'll just have to hammer the bar. Come on, I'm buying.
But tonight is charades night, followed by the memorial feast for the expired?
Really? Oh, that sounds like a bummer. Well, what time do I have to be at that?
Oh, it's kind of just a family thing.
Huh? Oh, good. Good. Can't stand charades. Phew! Dodged a bullet there. Nope, I'll probably just have a few drinks in my room, maybe crack out the old rollerblades. It's going to be great.
You could stop by later for...
No, I'm good, thanks. Enjoy your evening, if you can.
Attention, employees. Hope y'all didn't go too crazy remembering the expired last night, because it's stall day today. All departments will be whoring themselves out to interns in the main hall from 8 a.m.
Morning, Hob. Ooh, someone's a little red-eyed today. You made it for the start, though. The department stores are all doing their thing, seducing the young, nubile minds of tomorrow.
Yes, very insidious. How come Dave's got a stall? He doesn't have a department.
Excuse me, sir. Sir? Madam, hello. Is anyone interested in joining the exciting world of commerce? Anyone at all? Yes, you, madam.
Is this technology?
Sigh, no, that's over there.
Oh, cool, thanks.
Ha ha! Who knows? An orange trying to get interns. What a crazy guy.
The tech team seems popular.
Oh, yes. They're always a big hit. Very important department, as you know.
Please form an orderly queue. Guys, stop pushing. Hey, you're literally standing on his head there.
Behold the wonders of technology. The tools with which we create the vision of Vasco set down by the manual. Ah, Chip! Chip, over here!
Hello, Dad.
Yes, perfect. Internship form's right there, son.
Not now, Dad. I'm building pasta sculptures in class. I will see you later.
But look how cool all this stuff is! Chip! Chip!
I would have thought science would be a bigger hit.
Yes, it used to be very popular, but Simon lacks a bit of, shall we say, pizzazz?
Welcome to the magic of science. Two ordinary substances, bicarbonate of soda and vinegar. Put them together and foam! No, wait. Hold on. Did you know that red cabbage water is a pH indicator? Just look at all those colours. I'm going to put some toothpaste in this one.
Hello there!
David Knight. I heard they let you loose. What do you want?
Oh, just checking up on my old area. I was also thinking about applying so I could finish my internship.
After what you and Colin did... David, let me make this clear. You will never work in science as long as I'm in charge.
I made mistakes, I know. But I've changed. Ask Miss Hobb. I just want to do science on my own with no supervision. Please. For all I know, it's all I've ever wanted.
No! I mean, you're insane and you're a criminal!
You're right. Totally my fault. Stupid David with your ridiculous face and your unforgivable crimes. Idiot.
Hey, Crazy Bones. Heard you want to be an intern.
Joe! Hello! How are you? Yes!
I don't trust you, all right? But I can't deny you're the best damned scientist on the base, and the shareholders know the medical department needs help.
The medical department? Yes, I suppose that could be pretty sciencey. I could work on viruses and...
Hold your rover. If you intern for me, you won't be involved in anything more dangerous than a sponge bath. You'll be a nurse, talking to patients, comforting them, all that crap I hate doing. Then maybe in 4 years, I'll think about letting you near a petri dish.
Working with people? Right.
Face it, brainstorm. This is your best and only option. I'll give you till tomorrow to decide.
Oh, dear.
Sigh.
Excuse me?
Technology department is over there.
What department is this? Commerce? Sounds interesting.
Sir or madam, this is the world of tomorrow with new rules where colour doesn't matter. It's all about brands and adding value through marketing. It's about selling and buying dreams. What's your name?
Hayley Barrett. Purple.
Well, Hayley, stick with me, kid, and you'll go far, real far. Maybe all the way to the top.
You mean I could be base manager?
No, not that far.
What do you know? Looks like Dave might get his intern after all. Good for him.
Yeah, probably bad for her, though. Why intern for Dave when you could work on terraforming?
Probably because there's no stall for terraforming. With the whole department dead, there isn't anyone to pitch for them this year. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Jim, that means the terraforming mission is effectively shut down. That's our whole purpose for being on Mars.
Yeah.
So, is Martin doing anything to get the department restaffed?
Hob. He's the manager of Mars Corp. Of course he's not doing anything.
Work it! Yeah! Pump it! All right! Squeeze!
Martin, can we... Oh, God! I'll come back.
Oh, Hob! Come in! I'm just finishing my workout. I'll put some clothes on.
Nice work, boss man! You the man! Hey, Hob! Wanna go a few rounds on the old butt blaster? Tone up those loose buns you got swinging around!
Fuck off, Baxter.
All right!
Optimum physical condition is necessary for a manager to be able to carry out his/her role, Hob. That and Valium. Now, what is it you want to natter about?
Well, it's this whole ridiculous Mjip celebration. This morning I met with resources and...
You what? You met with those slimy, treacherous scoundrels? Hob, Hob, Hob. You have disappointed me. Me. Disappointed. Hob.
But Martin, they understand.
Hob, There are certain things about Mars you don't understand. Resources is one of them, and Yip is another.
You're right. I don't understand. So maybe we should call Earth and run it by them.
Afraid not. The comm satellite is still out of commish, so you'll have to trust my word on this. The program stays.
Okay. Can you at least pull some interns to set up a new terraforming team?
Whoa! I can't just steal interns from other departments that have worked all year on their dance routines. That would be very unprofessional. If you want interns for terraforming, then you'll have to set up a stall and compete in Yip like everyone else.
Fine. It's not like I've got anything else to do for the next 3 days.
Well, you will be giving the closing speech.
What?
It's a little thing, just a short speech that sets up Mars for the coming year. Just make it really, really inspirational. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need a protein shake. Baxter? Baxter? Where's the triple sec?
Come on, David. How hard can it be to work with people? But it would be all the time, David. Talking. Chatting.
David! I thought they were joking when they said you lived in a cupboard.
Ha! Ha 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 ha! No, all true. My new abode. Nice and confined. So kind of you to stop by, Jessica. Do you need to get to the cleaning products?
No, it's you I need.
Me?
Yes. Rumour has it that you're looking to intern. And I want you for the IT department.
Oh?
To be clear, there will be minimal human contact in this role. You'll be working on your own with a machine 99% of the time.
Oh!
But it's very important work. You'll be responsible for checking code for the life support systems. Very high pressure. A lot of people counting on you.
Pressure, you say?
I know it's a little different to what you used to do in science, but I'm sure you'll pick it up in no time. After all, it's not like you have any hobbies or friends to distract you. Look out for our presentation tomorrow.
Access to all base life support systems. Unsupervised. Lots of pressure. Crushing, suffocating pressure. Or I can work with people in the med department. Chatting. It's so nice to be wanted.
My fellow Martians. No, stupid, I'm not a Martian. I'm an Earthling. My fellow space colonists. Oh, too sci-fi. Gross.
Hob!
Still struggling with the whole knocking thing, I see.
How's the big speech going? Heard you got the gig. You know, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, well, thankfully my old tablet was in my personal box. It's got some speech writing books on it, so I think I'll be fine.
Ooh, I'd love to hear a bit. A little teaser.
Well, okay then. Sit there. My fellow insert noun. I'm still working on that bit. Once more, unto the breach, dear friends, once more, or close the wall up with our Martian dead. In peace, there's nothing so becomes a Martian as modest stillness and humility. But when the blast of war blows in our ears, then imitate the action of the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, disguise fair nature with hard favoured rage.
Oh, that's, stirring. Did you write that?
Yep.
It's not bad, but most closing speeches are just about Mars. The simple truths that bind us all together. The roles we carry out, each on their own, seem small and unimportant. But each is vital in the whole. Like the claws, eyes, ears and jaws of a bear. Powerless individually, but combined, they produce an irresistible force. Which is what we here at Mars Corp are doing. Every day, growing stronger, building up the mighty bear of progress so that it may one day rampage all over this great planet, taming the hostile wastes, turning them into safe, fertile plains, a sanctuary for us Martians and any human who comes in peace to settle these new frontiers. Further into the cosmos, further into history. So let us go forth this year and terraform a new home, a new Eden, a new Earth to Mars Corp.
Wow, that was great. Can I use it?
That was Martin's first speech as base manager 10 years ago.
Oh, Well, maybe you can help me with Yip then. We need to make a presentation for the terraforming department.
You... Oh, Hob. I don't know what to say. To be directly involved with an Yip presentation. This is the happiest, most special thing that's ever happened to me.
What about your children?
Oh, yes, it'll be the happiest thing that's ever happened to them, too.
So, how do we do it?
Well, the key to a good presentation is a big song and dance routine with some sort of spectacle. You know, bright lights, loud noises, explosions! First thing, get some equipment.
And where?
Resources!
Oh, bollocks.
Ah, Haley, my prospective intern. Well, don't just stand there, come in, take a seat.
Is this an upturned barrel of mayonnaise?
Yes! Welcome to commerce! Now, I know what you're thinking. What's in it for me? Well, first off, we have perks you won't get anywhere else on Mars. Nothing? Plenty more where they came from.
Really?
Well, about 2,000, but they're going off, so it's kind of a race against time. So, Haley, can I call you intern then?
After one muffin,
No, okay, fair enough. Here, have an air freshener. It comes with lemon and strawberry scents. You can drink them too, I think.
I have already got an air freshener, thanks.
You drive a hard bargain. You'll do great in commerce. Especially when you have this... a foot spa! I've hardly used it.
Maybe this isn't for me.
Wait. What is it you want? Please just tell me and I'll get a few, please.
To be honest, I just want something different. My mum's really smart, but because of the stupid colour system, she spent her whole life operating a karaoke booth. I won't let that happen to me. I want to do something that goes against the rules, that'll get up in management's grill and say, hey, I don't really feel like doing that.
Haley, I might not have mentioned this, but I am an expert at pissing off management. I think commerce could be your home.
So the short list of names for Site B are Doom Pit, Horror Hole, Valley of Tears, and Oasis Meadowland. Hob!
Hi, guys. Sorry to interrupt. I wonder if you've got a minute to chat about Yip.
Of course. We always have time for our favourite Earthling.
Have you come round to our flooding idea to destroy the final presentations?
Not exactly. This is a tad embarrassing. I'm actually wondering, seeing as we have a good working relationship, if you could maybe lend me some resources for a presentation for Yip?
Oh, I see. You're just like him. Just like Martin.
Now, hang on.
Yes, you think you're above us Martians, above the rules of the base, all smiles and back rubs, and then wham! Deal's changed.
Hey, this is necessary to get terraforming going, which, need I remind you, is the reason we're all here.
Not for us.
Okay, well, tomorrow I'm giving the closing speech. Kind of a big deal. You don't help me out here, and perhaps resources don't come out of it so well,
Yes. You're turning into quite the Martin.
Enough! Miss Hob, if it'll make you go away, there's a box in the corner with some items. It's the best you'll get in time for tomorrow. Now please, leave us. We have other, more pressing matters to discuss.
Hob, you got the resources? Amazing! How did you do it?
A little something called negotiation. Now, let's see what we've got. Toilet roll, egg carton, pipe cleaners, empty washing up bottle. This is shit. No one could make anything with this.
Still, at least you survived again.
There are three middle managers wearing ridiculous hooded robes. They're literally the least threatening people on the base.
Gentlemen, it seems we misjudged the Earth Woman.
Yes, misjudged. If she turns the base against us, our plans for the Great Reduction will be ruined.
Yes, ruined.
We cannot allow her to make that speech.
Yes, allow. I mean, cannot. She must be stopped at all costs.
Yes, costs.
One Bloody Mary with a quintuple shot of vodka and a vodka chaser. Please enjoy responsibly.
Okay, a bit of thinking juice down the hatch. Now let's write this speech. So, Mars. I've only been on Mars 3 months, but I've seen how weird the... Nope. Positive. Positive. Okay. The sunsets on Mars are small and dim. No. Damn it! Mars is... not Earth.
Oh, drinking alone. Talking to yourself. These are good signs, Hob. That's just a little joke. Actually, I'm slightly concerned for your well-being.
Eric, right? From the tech department?
Yes. You struggled a bit there, huh? No. I get it. It's tricky to remember names and faces. We've spoken dozens of times, but whatever, it's not a big deal. What are you up to?
I'm meant to give this big closing speech tomorrow, and I don't even know where to begin. How can I say anything inspiring about Mars when I'd be the first person on a ship off this rock?
Well, why did you come here in the first place? There must have been something that brought you to our beautiful planet.
For a promotion when I got back to Earth. But the mission did excite me.
Why?
Why? Because it's Mars. It's like the sister planet to Earth. And the chance to make a new planet for humanity. People could live here for millions of years and it would be thanks to me. I'd be the one who made it happen.
Well, tell them your vision then. Just give an honest speech. You never know. It might just change things.
Honesty. The brutal truth. Pull no punches. Sock it to them.
Oh, that's not quite what I meant.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. It's good to know there are Martians capable of normal conversation. Makes a nice change from trying to communicate with my team.
Okay, first round's on me!
I love commerce!
An orange dropping the tokens! Ha ha! Only for Rumyip!
Jim's through upping his spacesuit again!
I did! Why am I wearing a spacesuit?
Here they all are.
Oh!
She's at the bar and she's almost smiling. It's official. Hob likes a Myip. Eric's turned her.
Yay!
Hob! 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 Hob!
You must have me confused with a different Hob because I ain't a fan.
Maybe you're just a fan of Eric then.
Woo! Keep that up and you'll be back to delivering hate mail between departments by tomorrow morning.
Bring it on, Earthling. We're not scared of you.
Easy, Haley. Easy.
Enough talk. More drinking. Come on, Hob.
Fine. I'll have a vodka commit. Might as well steal some happiness from tomorrow.
Yeah. Turn that frown upside down, Hob.
Yes. Let's get Hob drunk and suggestible.
Mars isn't that bad, is it, boss?
No, it's fine. I mean, at least you don't have spiders here.
What are spiders?
Yeah, tell us about spiders.
Oh, no, it's too horrible. Worse than anything you can imagine. When I was a kid, I used to have nightmares about them.
Wow, I'm glad there are no monsters on Mars.
What about that jelly thing? And the meat cubes?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Hob, how can you not like Umyip?
I just don't get how we can spare the time for all this silly, indulgent nonsense. So far, all I've seen is a grossly slanderous play, a poorly organised job fair, and a horrendous amount of binge drinking. I mean, guys, for real, there's more to life than alcohol. Or, so I've heard.
Sigh. It wasn't always like this. I remember when it lasted a whole week. We'd have the first landing feast, drink to the base, drink to the expired. I remember Mum would start making a traditional Umyip pie 3 days before. She'd hate what it is now, since resources strangled it. We don't even have Disco Bot anymore.
Oh yeah! Disco Bot!
Man, Disco Bot was the best, like really the best thing about the base. What happened to it?
Word is, resources confiscated just before Martin woke up because he was making people too happy. Some people say that on a quiet night, if you listen carefully, you can hear through the vents. Mars Corp, make some noise.
What was so great about this disco robot?
Everything! It was a perfect party machine!
And you say resources have it?
That's the rumour. Others say it partied so hard it left this dimension.
I heard it still roves around Mars, its music dying in the vacuum.
Jim, put that bin down and come with me. Enjoy the evening, guys. See you at the final presentation tomorrow.
I feel I have a duty to tell you, Hob, that I feel very, very sick.
Good, good. I've thought of a way to save the terraforming presentation.
Oh, great. Well, maybe I'll head off home, throw up, and see you tomorrow then.
Nope. I need your help with this, Jim.
Where are we going?
Select floor.
Level minus five, resources double time.
I only have one speed.
Oh dear, what's happening?
Jim, I've been so distracted, worrying about resources and Amyip the speech, Earth, I forgot about what I'm good at. Cutting corners, kicking ass, and getting shit done. So, we're going to break into the vault. If resources won't give us what we need, fine, we'll take it.
Good morning, Mars Corp! The Amyip final presentations will be in the main hall at 4 p.m. this afternoon, with the closing speech made by the Earth Lady at 6 p.m. There will be the usual closing party afterwards, at which I will be drinking tequila and wearing no underwear. Laters!
Wow, this must be like everyone on the base.
Pretty much.
Amyip final day! And what a day it is!
Fuck off, Baxter.
Hey, it's Hob-a-doodle-doo, looking super hungover and gross. Hob, 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 check it out. The boss man wants to say a few words through my telly belly. Look, look at it.
Ah, Hob, I'm so glad you finally got on board with Amyip. I knew you'd come around. How could anyone resist its simple charms? Unless you're one of those C-words from resources. Well, best of luck. I'm sure your speech will go without a hitch.
Is the hitch for Hob's speech ready?
Oh, yes. I have a feeling Miss Hob will die on the stage.
Yes. Subtlety isn't your strong point, is it, Baines?
People! People, sit your asses down! The final presentations are ready to begin. If you need to go to the toilet, go now or forever hold your pee. Is. Piss!
Excuse me. Hi. Sorry. Just squeezing past. Thanks. Here we go. These are great seats. David, didn't expect to see you here. What are you up to?
Oh, you know, just being a normal, regular Martian.
Well, good for you, David. Even I'm coming round to Amyip a bit.
Silence, please, for the first presentation, the medical department. Take it away.
Oh, man. A live heart transplant. I'm not sure we can compete with that.
Don't worry, they did the same thing 2 years ago. If your little plan works, we'll easily trump that. Oh!
I hope you enjoyed that little miracle of medical science there. Big hand for our transplant volunteer, Serge. For those of you considering joining the med team, I'd like to remind you that we cater to highly intelligent people, even those with checkered pasts. We also have access to the best drugs on the base. So, for a good time, choose meds. David Knight. Thank you.
Oh, why do they have to mention me? Why can't they just...
Did you say something?
No! Bravo! Encore! Bellissimo!
You're on after the next presentation, Hob. Better get down there.
Okay, well, here goes nothing.
What? No! Don't do nothing! That's the worst thing you can do! Oh, you'll ruin the...
It's a figure of speech.
Wow! Great job, guys! Strong start from the med team there. Okay, next up we have the IT department. Nah, I'm just kidding. They're gems for showing me how to wipe my hard drive clean. Go for it, nerds!
Wow, they've really brought it this year.
Man, they must be after some top students.
Yes. What lucky, lucky interns we have.
Thank you. As you know, we're the IT department, and we basically make everything work on the base.
No, you don't!
A job in IT is for the best of the best. If you're intelligent, and you can't get into the science department because of, oh, I don't know, prior convictions, you can either choose IT or let your mind wither and die. So choose life. Choose a career in IT. David Knight, join IT.
Please, no. No, no, no. Don't say my name. Just leave me alone.
Great job, Poindexters. Man, those guys really stepped it up this year. Okay, next up, all the way from Earth, it's Station Supervisor E.L. Hobb with her comedy interlude. Nah, I'm just kidding. She's seriously trying to recruit people. Well, the shareholders love a trier. Off you go.
Hello, Martians. I am E.L. Hobb. I am representing the Terraforming Department. Terraforming is the process of geologically altering a planet to make it habitable for Earth-originating life forms. So, without further ado, I present the Terraforming, performance. Ta-da!
Oh, my shareholders!
Raise the chair!
It's...
Disco Bot!
Yes, it's your beloved Disco Bot. We brought it back just as Terraforming will bring back the purpose of the Mars Corp mission. So, I know what you've been waiting for.
Quiet, everyone! She's turning Disco Bot on!
Hello, Martians. It's been a while.
Yeah!
Who here likes to have fun?
Yeah, fun!
Okay, you asked for it. Here's a great song for all you party animals out there.
Is it just me, or is Disco Bot not as good as I remember?
Our memories lied to us.
Disco Bot is kind of crappy.
Yeah. Yeah. Shake your booty, Mars. Now let's really get the party.
It seems Disco Bot really was a hot DJ. So yes, join Terraforming. Please, anyone, we'll take anyone. David Knight? You need a job.
Just leave me alone!
Right. Thank you. I look forward to meeting the new interns.
Round of applause for Hob. Thanks for ruining our memories.
Yay, Hob!
Oh, my God. Kill me now, I want to die.
Sorry, Hob. Euthanasia is only available on the first Monday of every month.
That literally could not have gone any worse.
Oh, I don't know. Your hair looked very shiny under the spotlights.
I ruined their memories, immolated their favourite entertainer, and everyone thinks I hate Umlip. How am I going to make this speech now? Serious question. Should I just walk on stage and set myself on fire?
Hob, we haven't known each other that long. But one thing I think I know about you is you're Hob, the person who works harder than anyone else on Mars, even though you're from another planet. I think you're just as much a part of Mars Corp as the rest of us.
Yeah, I guess if they don't accept me now as I am, they never will. You're right. I've got nothing to lose. I might as well speak from the heart.
Too much attention. Too many people. Pressure crushing. I can't breathe.
David! Time's up. Ride or die.
Joe! Hello!
David, decision time. Choose.
Yes! I... choose? Choose. I choose.
Yes, go on.
I choose that job.
That? You want to be a floor sweeper?
Yes, floor sweeper. Simple, measurable. Excuse me, sir.
You talking to me?
Indeed. Mr.
Zach. Zach Guzman. And you can drop the mister.
Right. Zach, I want to be your intern. I want to learn your craft, your art of sweeping floors.
I'm an orange, mate. Don't do interns.
Please. Please help me.
Well, the last sweeper bot broke down the other day. You could do that until the tech department fixes it.
Perfect. When do I start?
Now. Here's my broom. There's the floor. Start sweeping.
Thank you, my captain. Thank you.
I'm off to the bar.
Yes, no need to talk to me anymore. I'm a floor sweeper. Pay no attention to David.
Attention, employees. You can all shut up now. Station Supervisor E.L. Hobb is about to give the yip closing speech. Please hold your bottle throwing until after the speech. Or until it gets as bad as that disco bot fiasco.
The time is almost at hand. Are you ready?
Yes, prepared to see the end of the short career of E.L. Hobb.
Power, power, you're an earthquake, you're an avalanche, you're a glacial erosion. Power, here we go, here we go. Good evening. I believe in Mars. What the hell?
Feel the suffering.
What? That was it? You just unplugged her mic. I thought you were going to kill her.
Oh, Mars, no. What kind of monster do you think I am?
I thought you said she was going to die on stage.
She did die on stage. Didn't you see how badly that went?
Bad? They're cheering her, you fool. Well, at least we have plan B.
Yes, you did remember to poison the punch.
Oh, yes. I poured in 2 whole bottles of rum per punch bowl. Witness as the Martians lose their inhibitions and make complete fools of themselves.
Way to go, Hob. Wow, what a speech. I actually teared up a bit there.
But I didn't do it. I said half of one line. I was going to go over all of Mars Corp's problems and talk about how I think terraforming is a really cracking idea.
Who cares? People are happy.
But nothing's going to get fixed.
We spend the whole year fixing things. Today's a day to forget all that and feel good. Come on, have some punch. It's really strong this year. Yip's getting better already.
Thanks, but I think I'm going to head back to quarters. This is a night for you guys to enjoy.
Hob, Hob, I've picked up the hints. You're missing Earth, I get it. But we're all really impressed by how you've got into a Yip. So, to show our appreciation, we've prepared a little something for you. Guys, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the Earth anthem. You guys...
Wait for it. Baxter, drums.
DJ! DJ!
No, look, it's fine. I get it. You can stop now.
DJ! DJ!
Please, stop.
Isn't this great?
Really? Stop, please.
Even I'm enjoying it now. Yeah!
Oh, God, stop!
Pump it up, Baxter!
That was Mars Corp Part 4 Annual Leave. Written, produced, and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Dowling. Starring Helen Watkinson, Matthew Woodcock, Derek Elwood, Robert Benedetti Hall, James Naylor, Mark Keegan, Emily Edwards, Molly Small, John Day, Lexi McDougall, Lucas Tilsley, Rosa Tilsley, Emma Sterling, David Knight, David Price, Tom Dowling, Katie Turner, Luke Georgewill, Marisha Trembetska, Max Upton, Susanna Gordon, David Callow, Ailsa Dowling, and Graham Vick. Music by John Day, Johnny Fithian, and John Molesworth. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. You can support Mars Corp by rating it on iTunes or wherever you got it from. It takes less than a minute to do, and it really helps the show reach more people. We also have Mars Corp merchandise available on our site. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is control. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.